coming to you from out of the blue. It's Radio Life and Style. And look at your next slice of the show on a marvelous Monday morning. If you're just tuning in, welcome to it. You're with me, Mike, in the morning, and right now heading into a safety and security segment as we connect with our friends at IPSS Electronic Security. And it's good to have the big man back in the studio behind the microphone, the man who helms the company, Frank Labidi, director and acting CEO, and just a guy that we like to connect with to get a perspective on how things are evolving on the security scene on the KZN North Coast. Frank, great to have you back in the studio. How are you today?
Yeah, good morning on this cold Monday morning.
It's a bit fresh. Look, I mean, if we had to compare it to a frosty Joburg morning, I suppose it's still quite quite balmy, but we're acclimatized to the North Coast now.
So. I want to say we're used to the warmth. You know, it's a bit cold, yeah.
Yeah, well, listen, let's light a fire under a couple of questions that I've prepared this morning, because there is an acronym that I've seen on your website. And I suppose you could call it SAIDSA, or you could call it SAIDSA. And I want to know what this thing is, why it was established, and why it's so important.
All right. We sort of mentioned it once or twice, but people don't seem to still not get the hang out of it, like how important SAIDSA is. SAIDSA stands for South African Intruder Detection Services Association. It was established around, I think it was 1969, if I'm not mistaken. So it's pretty, say for
it's established.
Good couple of years, you know. And it was established to set the standards in the security industry, mainly regarding the electronics and armed reaction, so regarding alarm installations and armed response. And later on, obviously, other categories were added on as we, you know, as we have sort of evolved a little bit into cameras and other things. So that is sort of what SAIDSA stands for. About the establishment and why SAIDSA was established in the first place.
So it's a really important body, national body in the security space. And when it comes to maintaining standards within the security industry, what role does SAIDSA really play?
Well, SAIDSA's role is really to be the watchdog of the security industry and will make sure you obey to the standards in the categories you are approved in.
Okay, so there's different categories. So,
different categories. So they are namely alarm installation, CCTV installation, electric fence installation, alarm offsite monitoring and CCTV offsite monitoring, and armed reaction. So there are six categories. We're busy adding on another one, and believe it or not, I can't remember which one it was. So it will become seven by latest next year, most probably. Wow. So presently six. Just to give you an idea, and just sort of give you an example as well. If you're not SAIDSA approved, and I install anything electronic security related at your place, at your house, at your residence, and you're not happy with my workmanship, there is nothing you can do. If I'm not SAIDSA approved, there is nothing you can do. But if you have SAIDSA approval, you contact SAIDSA and you say, listen, I'm not happy with this installation. And something similar happened to me once. Look, I'm a member for over 20 odd years.
Yeah.
2 years I was sitting on the board and KZN, so it's a KZN as secretary for 2 years. And I had once a couple of years ago that my teams did a massive installation, but it was an upgrade. And I had a bad feeling, to be quite honest, when the team went there, because I had a look at the house, massive house, absolutely massive. And it was an old installation. And we could see somebody had worked there before. You know, sometimes you should sort of like look at it and
listen to your gut sometimes. Yeah,
listen to your gut feel and say, walk away. But we didn't walk away from the drop. I said it was a massive drop. We didn't walk away. And after we completed, we didn't get payment. And so where's my payment? And the gentleman said, no, he's not happy with the installation. It looks like it's a shocking installation. It looks like a spider web up in the ceiling, and it's unacceptable. And he went to SAIDSA, but unbeknown to me. So SAIDSA came out without contacting me and said 100% the installation is unacceptable. So they ruled that I had to either redo the whole installation, which you're talking about, like, it was still hardwired at that time. You're talking about like 2 weeks of work.
Wow.
I just had to walk away from it and lose my money. And so I objected to it. So I had a look. I went into the ceiling myself and I had a look, and luckily I picked up that there are different types of cables.
As you can see, what the old installation spiderweb was.
Absolute spiderweb. Shocking. Most shocking roof I've ever seen. And I looked at the cable and it was a different cable than we use. And I contacted it. I said, listen, this is not our cable. This was pre-installed by somebody else. It's a brand new cable. So it was obviously done recently. So he pulled the stunt with somebody else before. This was done recently. And then Saitza came out again, had a look. Clearly looked at our stats where we buy our equipment from.
They could definitely say
not our cable. Nothing was joined to the existing cable. So I got out of it. Yeah.
So
but very strict.
But very valuable then to have that that body to lean on in the event of any dispute.
Yeah.
And you might think, well, surely any security operator in South Africa is going to be a member of SAITSA. Well, I would hazard a guess that there are many small operators that are operating without SAITSA accreditation.
Okay, so just to give you the stats now for KZN. KZN has 24 members, okay, with only 24 in the whole of KZN.
Wow.
Only two of these 24 members are fully SAITSA approved in all categories. So we are one. I don't know who the other one is.
Wow.
So, like, then eight have been withdrawn in the year, like 2026. Withdrawn can mean anything. You can be kicked out. Doesn't happen really that often, but you can be kicked out. You can withdraw because it's becoming too expensive for you as a small business, and so on. Or you close your business or you sell your business, because also what you must remember is you might have, if you look at the national companies, you might have SAITSA approval at your head office, let's say in Joburg. Doesn't mean that you have automatic SAITSA approval if you come to Bolito
and open a satellite branch.
You need again, someone needs to come out and you have to get your SAITSA approval again for that branch. It doesn't mean that you can take it off automatically. It doesn't work like that. And we have only two companies presently based in Bolito who are SAITSA approved. So we are the only one with SAITSA approval in all categories. And then the other one with, I think, one category missing is Megafor Security.
Amazing.
So it's only the two of us.
Wow.
And look, I could carry on talking about it. Most people will find it boring. But, you know, I would say, do yourself a favor. Go on their website, SAITSA, Google it, SAITSA, www.saitsa.co.za. And just the bylaws itself, the new bylaws, which have been written over the last 10, 15 years. We have new bylaws. We add on new bylaws. The bylaws alone are so intense and extensive that, once you do look into it, you understand why I mention SAITSA all the time. You know, then you understand. And I mean, we had it again. We got recently, we linked up an installation of 80 cameras.
Yo.
You do must remember now, cameras become a big thing, secures your outer perimeter. And if you do it properly on a smaller sort of smaller scale, did it in our office block, where I have my offices.
Yeah.
If you work it out, then if you now go away from your guarding, from your virtual guarding, to cameras on obviously AI, et cetera, and it's monitored, within 12 to 18 months, you have your money back, what you would spend on a guard, and the equipment is yours. So it's a win-win situation, really, isn't it?
It makes sense.
Yeah, but you have to do it properly. And if you don't do it properly, then you lose money. So we took over on one estate 80 cameras.
Yeah.
And it's an absolute shocking installation.
The old one that you've inherited.
Yeah, which old one. It was just installed, I think, last year or the year before. Last year, I think.
Whoa.
I think last year. Not approved. Nothing they can do against the company who installed it. Money is gone. It's an absolute nightmare. So that's what you're sitting with.
The moral of the story that I'm getting is that if you are considering engaging with any security provider, whether it's for installation or for guarding or for any related service, do your homework, do your due diligence, and make sure that site's approval is there. Otherwise, it could come back and bite you in a big way. And you're getting the picture with Fuller. Site's accreditation in all categories, IPSS Electronic Security is the name you can trust. As far as the site's approval process goes, who can become site's approved, and what does that approval process normally involve?
Well, anybody really can ask for site's approval because it's not compulsory, you know. So it shows your standards. So ITSA does set the standards. Nobody else sets the standards in installations, armed response, et cetera, et cetera. Mm. That is purely SAITSA. So everybody can become approved if they passed the certain category approvals terms and conditions. And they're very strict. They're really extremely, extremely strict. SAITSA does not take any shortcuts there. They're very, very strict, and they should be strict because you're playing with people's lives at the end. You know, that's what you do. We're looking after people's lives. And if we play around, I don't think that's very ethical to do so. You know, nowadays we're living in the age of social media. You can pretend as a Mickey Mouse company, you can pretend to be huge, and, you know, you can pretend anything. But if you don't have that approval behind your name, you're absolutely nothing.
Well, this is the story. You're getting it here on Radio Life and Style in conversation with Frank Labidi from IPSS Electronic Security. Claire Petzer from the social media team is on the microphone as well. And Claire, for anyone listening to this, wanting to connect, wanting to find out more about IPSS Security, and wanting to maybe get in touch regarding switching over or getting an installation, what's the best way to reach out?
Well, firstly, you guys can give us a call on 0861-324-777. And then you can find us on our Instagram and Facebook, IPSS Electronic Security.
Easy peasy. Lemon squeezy. You can also catch it regularly here on Radio Life and Style. And you've been catching it this Monday morning. As I say, my special guest in the studio, Frank Labidi from IPSS Electronic Security. Frank, thanks for giving us the perspective. Thanks for giving me an understanding of SAITSA and its important role in the industry. And looking forward to having more informative security-focused conversations right here on Radio Life and Style.
Thank you very much for allowing us to be here again.
Yay! Back to the music with a very fitting track. Just Ginger. It's a song called Safer.